Hello and welcome to another Linguistics Career Cast, the podcast devoted to exploring careers for linguists outside academia. I'm your host, Laurel Sutton. This is a special mini podcast of the Linguistics Career Cast called Linguists at Work. It's a series of 5-minute interviews with career linguists conducted by grad students in the Georgetown Linguistics program, in which they ask the question, "What's your job and how did you get it?" Every interview focuses on a job that linguists not only can do, but adds value to based on the unique skill set we develop as language scientists. Today's pod features Lexi Sloan, who is an associate trial consultant. She earned her PhD in linguistics from Georgetown University in 2024, where she focused on discourse analysis of courtroom language, including research examining the role of identity construction in telling persuasive opening statement narratives. In her current role as a trial consultant, she uses both her linguistic knowledge and research skills to provide data-driven analysis of juror reactions to complex legal cases through research exercises such as mock trials and focus groups. The interview itself is conducted by Joanna Fair, a graduate student from Germany in the MLC program at Georgetown. She has lived and studied in 7 countries across Europe, North America, and South America, and brings a global perspective to her work.
Hi there, and welcome. I'm Joanna Fair, a linguistics grad student specializing in language and communication at Georgetown University, and this is Linguists at Work, a series of bite-sized interviews with career linguists doing fascinating work with language in the real world. So today I have the pleasure of speaking with Lexi Sloan. Lexi, thank you so much for coming to talk to me today.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
So I'd love to just get us started by asking you, what job do you do as a linguist?
So I'm an associate trial consultant, and that means that my job primarily involves things like preparing, conducting, and analyzing data from research projects, typically in the form of focus groups and mock trials. And our goal is to provide insights and information to our clients about how jurors understand, talk about, evaluate, and discuss the issues in a particular case. So it's a research-oriented role, and I'm primarily interested in the research aspect of it, but I also sometimes am involved in helping with things like preparing witnesses for trial and also helping with jury selections.
Wow, that sounds really fascinating. So as an associate trial consultant, could you tell us a little bit more about where you work and what kinds of organizations tend to hire linguists for this type of role?
Absolutely. So I work at a trial consulting firm based in Philadelphia called Taylor Trial Consulting, and it's a woman-founded company. We are made up of a team of 5 awesome women that get to work on cases all across the country. So there's a variety of different professional experiences, I guess, that you can seek out in this field. So people working as trial consultants work at all kinds of organizations, ranging from really large trial consulting firms that have multiple locations nationwide. But there's also a lot of people who freelance or work as independent trial consultants. And they will sometimes specialize in particular types of cases, or they'll have certain expertise in different kinds of research. So I think trial consultants come from a wide range of backgrounds and work in a wide range of scenarios, but typically you're working either as an independent consultant or at some kind of trial consulting firm, and you're coming into the field with either a background in social science research, many of us come from that background, or from a background in law.
That's really, really fascinating. Can you tell us a little bit more about where you work and what kinds of organizations hire linguists that for this type of role?
Yeah, so people, I think, who are looking to get into this role typically start at either a large trial consulting firm, or they work doing contracting with either smaller firms or independent consultants. And either way, you get the chance to get some experience in the role. And then from there, people either go on to work as independent consultants or move up in these trial consulting firms.
Perfect. That definitely gives our listeners a very good idea of the career paths that are out there. So now, thinking about the job itself, what I know you already touched on this a little bit, but what key linguistic skills are most useful and important, especially in your day-to-day work at Taylor Trial Consulting?
Yeah, so I think this is going to sound obvious, but fundamental research skills, both qualitative and quantitative. So, particularly things like being able to design and conduct research and analyze the data. So, in my daily work, that involves things like writing survey questions, moderating research projects, so running focus groups, running mock trials, and then analyzing data. We collect both transcript data from focus groups, discussions, and survey responses. So, quantitative and qualitative data analysis, and then writing skills. So, I do a lot of drafting research projects, things like report writing. And so, those written research skills are really important. And then, in terms of a few additional specific skills that I use a lot, are the data analysis piece of it, but then also interviewing and moderating groups, I think is an underrated skill that I use very regularly in my day-to-day work as a trial consultant. And then also, I want to highlight interdisciplinary communication. So, being able to talk with other researchers who are not necessarily linguists, as well as talking with clients who are outside of the research field entirely. And being able to communicate your research findings to different audiences.
That's actually great to know. Those are so many great insights. And I think exactly this is what a lot of students wonder about, how their academic work might transfer into those practical skills that you use on the job. So when it then comes to applying to the job, what should a linguist emphasize on their resume or even in an interview to stand out for a job like yours or a job in your field?
That's a great question, one I think we probably all think about a lot as linguists. I come at this from the applicant side of things, so I can only speak from my experience, but I think the best thing that you can do when you're getting ready to apply for jobs in this field is just to demonstrate your research skills and any experience that you have working on similar projects. So anything that has to do with focus groups, this sort of interview style research is really helpful. And also highlight any ways that your specific linguistic area of expertise, which depending on what you study, may be niche or sort of more broadly related to the area of law and language or to trials in general, highlighting the way your area of expertise can either overlap with or contribute to the work that you're applying for. So, in my case, this looked like talking about my dissertation research, which focused on the connection between identity construction and persuasion in trial narratives. And for me, Taylor Trial Consulting was a great fit because they take a story-focused approach to analyzing and understanding cases. And so, being able to talk about and foreground my interest in understanding trial stories was a really great initial point of connection and also a way to demonstrate my fit for the position. And what that overlap or that connection looks like is obviously going to be different for everybody depending on your background and your area of expertise. But finding that place where your interests and experience align with whatever job you're applying for gives you a really helpful way to concretely demonstrate how you can benefit the team and contribute to the team. The other thing I would mention is in this field, having a graduate degree in social sciences is often desired, if not required. So, if you do have any kind of graduate degree, having that on your resume and remembering that it not only shows that you can do research, but also use your graduate experience as a way to show that you can also manage multiple projects at once. We're doing that all of the time in school. Sticking to tight deadlines, working independently, and also having really strong written and communication skills. These are all things that I think sometimes we forget when we're talking about our education, but are all really important for the working world and something that you can demonstrably show by way of your degree and is helpful to highlight.
I mean, I guess that's just something that we as students are so happy to hear about, that the skills that we're using every day and doing our assignments and going to classes, that by learning these skills while we're at university, we're already gaining experience that will be valued later in the working world. But speaking of these more practical considerations, I know that salary is something that students are very curious about and also maybe a little bit anxious about when they're planning their next steps, moving from, the academic world into the working world. So what kind of salary range can someone expect in your field at an entry level and then even later on?
That's a good question. So I am not an expert in this. I can only speak from, my experience and what I've seen in the process of job searching and things like that. From what I've seen, it can vary significantly based on where you're located. So there are firms and jobs all across the country. And so where you're located will your salary will vary, and also what kind of organization you're working for. So working at a large firm versus being self-employed as an independent consultant, it can vary significantly. I would estimate, if I was giving a ballpark range for an associate consultant, somebody starting out with a graduate degree in the field, I would ballpark $70,000 to $100,000 per year. I know that's a little bit of a big range, but taking into account all that variation, that would be sort of my best estimate. And then the higher up you get, the more experience you have, it goes up from there.
That's good to know. So there's definitely an opportunity to grow within the job and move up and then have that salary reflect the expertise that you add on during your years of work.
Yeah, so from what I've seen, typically if you're working at a firm, for example, you can move up from associate consultant to senior consultant to partner. And then if you're self-employed working as an independent consultant, obviously that changes based on your freelancing and things like that. But I think that's a safe estimate that there's room to move up.
That's definitely a very good thing to know as a graduate student. So, finally, we touched on this a little bit at the start of our talk, but for students like myself trying to move from the academic linguistics into more of a professional space, what are some key ways that we can, I'm going to use a linguistics term here, but that we can translate our linguistics training into language that employers in your field especially truly understand, but not only understand, but also value?
Coming from a sociolinguistics background specifically, and working with clients in the legal field and in the sort of realm of trial preparation, we talk a lot about strategy and cases in terms of story and storytelling. So both attorneys and us as trial consultants look at the trial process as a process of telling the jury a story. And a lot of my sort of language that I use to translate my linguistic background has to do with that storytelling lens. So typically, the goal is to help identify and construct the most compelling story possible in a case. And as a trial consultant, it's essentially your job to be the go-between in research projects between attorneys who have so much knowledge and background and expertise on a case, and also their own professional vision. And to be a go-between, a translator, an interpreter between them and the jury, who has a very different view of what they're hearing for the first time and what they're being told. And so our job is to kind of be that go-between, identify any areas of disconnect that are happening and areas of overlap. And provide suggestions, recommendations, et cetera, on how to bridge those areas of disconnection or those communicative barriers and tell the story to the jury in a way that makes sense to them. So I tend to both look at and talk about things through that storytelling lens.
That is excellent to know. So what I'm kind of like getting from this is that it's really the skills of a translator, an interpreter, a communicator to identify areas of disconnect and to produce suggestions on how to connect these people in their communicative endeavors.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Thank you so much, Lexi, for sharing your insights with us today. It's been incredibly helpful and it's been incredibly joyful for me to talk to you. I think this gives us a clear picture of how to apply our linguistic skills to real-world career opportunities. And if you're a linguistic student thinking about your next steps, then I hope that today's conversation gave you some practical advice and inspiration. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next time where we'll be speaking to another fascinating linguist about their career and how they apply their linguistic skills to the real world. I'm Joanna Fair, this was Lexi Sloan, and we were on Linguists at Work.
Linguistics Career Launch is an ongoing nonprofit project currently led by volunteers that works to educate students, faculty, administrators, and industry employers about the value of linguists in business, government, nonprofit, and tech. The LCL has held two online boot camps during which attendees were able to learn from and interact with career linguists, as well as gain practical experience in career management skills. Videos of all our recorded sessions are available on our YouTube channel. You can get in touch at linguisticscareerlaunch@gmail.com.